At the beginning of every year, we ask you to tell us about some creative project that you're dying to finally get done. And then we pick a few listeners to check in with all year long. This year, we're following a movie digital effects artist who wants to get back into calligraphy, a young man making a web comedy about his life, and an Ohio mom turned reggae DJ, and Karis Stiles, who is here with me on the line right now. Hello, Karis.
Hello.
So where am I reaching you?
So I'm in Oakland, California.
What do you do for a living?
I manage a suicide hotline for older adults.
Wow, that sounds potentially fulfilling but draining.
Absolutely, yeah. It's you know, dealing with crisis calls all day long and even sometimes in the overnight hours. So it's a pretty heavy-duty job, but yeah, it's really fulfilling and rewarding work.
So your creative resolution for this year is what?
So I want to make a diorama a month. So some size, some shape, some like little 3D box every single month.
Why dioramas?
You know, they're just kind of a unique and fun little project. I do a lot of collage work, but 2D paper wasn't really doing it. So I one day just tried a diorama based on a suggestion from my hairdresser.
Excellent. Yeah. So you're going to do one a month. January is over now. Have you finished your first one?
I did. Yeah, it was a teeny tiny one that I used from my new iPhone box that the phone came in.
What does it look like?
Well, some of the themes I want to explore throughout the year are taking kind of spiritual elements and themes and being really playful and silly with them. And so I wanted to do like a reinterpretation of one of these tarot cards called Strength. So it's this cat body with this hunky guy's head on it smoking a cigar, I think. And there's like this gold antler-looking thing, seaweed antler-looking thing that I took from a trophy I had from high school.
And are you, given that you got to do this every month, do you collect little stuff and put them aside for the sort of diorama material bin?
Yeah. I'm really cheap when it comes to supplies, so it's pretty much like found items.
Good. That's a good parameter. Do you consider these works of art, or what do you call them?
I don't really know. I think they're more craft than art. As I said, it's not like I'm using a lot of special techniques. You know, I really think of like Joseph Cornell, who you know, made like a lot of dioramas, essentially, and I don't know if he called them that. But
I don't think so.
Yeah, but they were essentially dioramas that are these famous works of art. And of course, mine is nothing close to that, but I want to be able to do some things that are maybe a little bit more sophisticated with them.
Well, I'm all for the unpretentiousness of not calling them art, but they sound like art to me. And once you have, all going well, 12 done, do you have any end game, a show of them or anything?
This is really pushing me out of my comfort zone as far as just sharing pictures of them outside of my little friend group.
Yep.
So we'll see if I can get the courage up to do some kind of end-of-the-year show, or maybe there'll be 12 of them, so maybe a calendar of them.
Good idea. Well, we will be back in touch and see how you're doing.
Great. Thank you so much.
Well, great talking to you. You can see some of Karis's dioramas at studio360.org. I want to give a giant thank you to everybody who told us about their resolutions for 2015. We heard from hundreds of you. And although we can't officially follow everybody, we do want to stay in touch. So we started a Facebook group. Tackling an ambitious project on top of work and kids and life is hard. We know that. And everybody can use some encouragement and advice. So look for Studio 360's Creative New Year's Resolutioners on Facebook. Or you can find out what you need to know at studio360.org.